A two-term African-American state lawmaker says she's been talking for more than a year about being discriminated against by state house security. Even when she was wearing her security badge and the pin marking her as a legislator, and when colleagues who were with her were not stopped. 32-year-old Representative Amelia Sykes of Akron is in her second term in the House. She's also the daughter of a former House member and a current state senator. But Sykes says since February 2017, she's had troopers and security stop her at entrances several times, once with the comment that she didn't look like a legislator. She says she shared that often, most commonly when discussing stress levels on Black women who experience higher infant mortality rates, as she did with an older white male colleague.
And I explained to him the story about, you know, walking in with another colleague, having my badge, having my pin, being validated by that colleague, but yet it was not enough for me to get in because I didn't look like a legislator. And so he started, you know, you could see the light bulb go off like, oh, wow.
And Sykes says other African-American women legislators have similar stories. And she says sometimes it's happened at ironic moments, like leaving the Rife Center, where lawmakers' offices are housed.
And I mean, I kid you not, we were walking from the Rife to the State House in a group, and I was the only one stopped, and they requested to search my bag. I mean, I just left the meeting talking about how this happens all the time. I'm in a group of legislators, and I was the only one stopped.
Sykes says her story got public attention when a friend tweeted it out. Sykes says it's not just offensive to her personally, it also affects her ability to do her job in a timely manner. And she says it raises real questions about what people think the face of leadership looks like.
Is that face a middle-aged white male, or is it a millennial Black woman? And quite frankly, I am hopeful that people can start to recognize that the leaders of this, of our communities and the leaders of this state, are not monolithic, and we have to recognize that.
Sykes notes that new security measures have been put into place in buildings on Capitol Square in Columbus over the last few years, but that her patience is wearing thin because she says this keeps happening to her and not to her colleagues. Sykes says she's told the Ohio Highway Patrol and the House Speaker's office about these incidents and that the House Democrats' legal counsel is compiling information. The Ohio Highway Patrol says it hasn't received any formal complaints from Sykes, but has reached out to her to set up a meeting about her concerns. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.